Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we look ahead to Sunday, Eagles, Commanders, a spot in the Super Bowl on the line. It is the NFC Championship game. Do the Eagles need Jalen Hurts' running ability to beat Washington Sunday? When I say that, I mean his mobility, not just ability to run for 3 or 4 or 5 or 44 yards on a play, but just ability to move, a threat in the run game. Do they need it? 73% of our polls say yes. I say yes. Kyle says yes. Hugh says there's a way around it.
No.
Double tight end, Saquon Barkley.
Man, I'm running the ball. This game is different because you got a running back in Saquon Barkley who has changed his fortunes in one season. He's probably juiced. He's probably going to have trouble sleeping Saturday night. Man, let that man go. Let that man live his best life. Let that man run roughshod all over that Commodores defense.
See, I think he can. I hope he will. I just feel like the last game, let's just use the last game, right? Most of his runs weren't anything special. He broke two, which is why they won the game. But I feel like we have a home run offense right now. Can we hit 2 or 3 home runs Sunday, Hugh? If we can, we're going to the Super Bowl. I mean, yeah. That's because we have the better team.
I think this would be a gritty, grimy game, to be honest.
But gritty, grimy could mean punts, and punts means the ball goes back to Daniels.
I hear what you're saying. I don't think that's going to be the case.
Well, how are we getting first downs? Like, there's no sustained offense right now.
I feel in the short to intermediate passing game, that might pay dividends. You know, Dallas Goedert has some key moments in this playoff run.
He has. He's been good.
Like I said, I think AJ's going to have some moments. See, I think that when people feel – I feel like when people think about the passing game, it's – mostly bombs away down the field. Doesn't always have to be that. Not necessarily.
Well, so what's interesting, I think we're going to hear it. We might hear it from Ray here. But Ruben Frank had a stat that they haven't had a pass over 35 yards in 7 weeks. So, like, it's – I don't even know how you'd characterize the passing game right now. Like, what would you even say? It's not bombs away.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
maybe that's it. It's – I don't know what it is.
It's challenging.
Yeah.
That's a nice way of saying
it. Challenged.
It's challenging. Yeah. It's very, very challenging.
It's frustrating.
Yeah, that's a good word.
That's a word.
There's not much there.
That's definitely a word. But I feel like Jalen has done enough. Because when I look at the stat line between the other quarterbacks outside of Jaden Daniels, Jalen is right in lockstep with the other guys that won this weekend. If we, I know, listen, I'm just telling
took
you what
seven
I,
sacks.
I'm just telling you what I see, what
they,
I see.
But they didn't take 7 sacks.
They didn't, but we've been talking about Patrick Mahomes and what that offense and what that team hasn't been all season long. Patrick Mahomes had 25 attempts last week, and I only think he made like 15 of those.
Hullabaloo. Or
yeah. So it's one of those things, man. This playoff series is changing, and I think that some people don't want to admit that. Go look at the stat lines of every other quarterback, like I said, outside of Jaden Daniels. Go look at that. Go peek at it, and then tell me how you feel about the way Jalen played.
Well, but we could be true. We could be say this too. It gets harder as you go. You're going up against better quarterbacks.
Yes, it does. So it's going to be harder this weekend. Right, not disputing that.
That we are specifically playing Jaden Daniels.
Right. Jordan Love was not very good. Then Stafford was good but not great. Now here comes Daniels, and next there's Allen and Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, and it's probably going to be a low scoring game. But I look at it like this: Jaden Daniels has benefited tremendously from not turning the ball over, but they take a lot of chances.
But he doesn't turn it over.
No, but that he's about due.
Hold on. Now I don't. Can I say this thing about Jalen? Jalen fumbled on Sunday, and they picked it up.
Why do you think Jalen ain't been throwing the ball all
night? Well, they don't
I'm okay.
To.
Listen, and you're not about to spin this. You're not about to spin this into bashing Jalen the day after MLK Day. We ain't about to do that.
I don't care what day it is.
MLK Day is over.
We ain't about to do that. Not the day after MLK Day.
It's Tuesday.
But he did extend this the whole week.
Jalen did enough to win the game, man.
Oh,
and that's all that matters.
All right.
We are here.
But hold on. The whole premise of this is he did enough to win the game.
Win in advance.
Because he had his legs. He ran
two man over. Two man enter. One man lead.
Also, you.
It's the Thunderdome.
You just reiterated the fact that he's not turning the ball over because he's not throwing it as much.
What if he has to throw
it more this week because his legs aren't as effective?
He's going probably, okay, what, 30 times?
Oh, no.
I'm okay with
that. Oh, no. 30 times.
Okay, that's more. That like he threw it for like 25 last week. Was it 25?
And he took 7 sacks.
All right, that's a different defense, though. See, listen, y'all need to stop with that.
Hold on, timeout. Last week, does anyone remember last week when I said the Rams had 9 sacks? That was against Sam Darnold. Yeah, shut up, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
And then they had 7 against us.
Hey, Joe, they did. But Jared Verse was on a mission. He was a little perturbed.
Yeah, he was.
All right. He was a little perturbed.
Let's hear from Ray Didinger on this morning, yesterday morning with Joe and John about the sacks and the offense and the passing game right now.
You know, the responsibility is twofold. I mean, you know, the offensive line didn't play as good in terms of pass protection. Didn't play as good as it's capable of, and didn't play as good as it's going to have to be to win their games that remain. That's true. But the other part of it is the quarterback. The other part of it is the quarterback, and the fact that and he's always been a hold the ball too long kind of guy. I mean, if you go back through all the stats, you know, all the Pro Football Focus people and all the analytics people that actually break down the the release time on the various quarterbacks, he has always been among the slower.
Right.
But it's, this is really a problem. I mean, you're seeing it now for sure.
All right, so Ray on the issues, which was twofold Sunday. It felt like you said, Hugh, Jared Verse, the Rams were on a mission. Eagles' offensive line wasn't as good as normal. And Jalen held the ball a long time, which he typically does. And that brings me back to the mobility thing. He always holds the ball. This is who Jalen is. So that's part of his game. But he runs a lot, right? He runs away from pressure. The pressure comes in, he holds it, tries to make a play, and then he runs away from sacks or to positive gains. That might not be available this week. Ray, also the other day on the morning show, Hugh, you kind of hit on this. Maybe it's time for the coaches to come up with something different this week. Here's Ray Didinger.
I really do think that it might be time for Jalen and Nick and Kellen Moore to have a little sit-down this week and just do a reevaluation of their passing concepts right now, because there has to be a component of quick look, quick release, get the ball out of the hands in a hurry, short slants, that kind of stuff. They have to be. I'm sure they're in the playbook, but they have to be revisited now. I mean, if you're going with the ball, you have two receivers here in Brown and Smith that can get open right off the line of scrimmage. They can run the quick out. They can run the quick in. They can run the little digs. I mean, those balls that come out of the quarterback's hand, those guys can run those routes. But right now, they're just not getting those opportunities. The passing plays are just too slow developing. And, and Jalen has not had much success throwing the ball deep down the field in a while. I mean, he's had I saw my buddy Ruben Frank, who does a really good job with statistics, was evaluating after yesterday's game, and he said that Jalen Hurts has 0 completions of 35 or more yards in the last 7 games.
So, Hugh, that you hit on this earlier, that it's time to maybe change up the way they go about things Sunday. Throw the ball shorter.
Intermediate passes. Our running game is so stout right now. You just need, to your point, Joe, because I think, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're more concerned about sustainable drives, just drives that are sustained, and turning the ball back over to the Commodores and giving them opportunities. You need to be more creative in the drives. And I feel like with this run game that we could do that. This is what's going to happen in this game, in my opinion. And I'm not a defense coordinator, but, I play defense. You're going to have to commit more resources to stop the run than you really want to. And on top of that, you're at a physical disadvantage going up against our offensive line. We've shown that. So now be smart. And that's why I said the two tight end thing. That's why I said it, because now you got more man on the line of scrimmage. You're making them commit more resources to the run because now you're out man. So you got to walk those safeties up. You got to walk those linebackers up in the hole. And not only that, it gives you the opportunities for those quick hit slants and things of that nature. You got two receivers on the outside that if you go to that formation that I'm talking about, they got to go man-to-man because most of the resources are going to be committed in the box. And if you got those two receivers outside, they're outside by themselves. Hell, that's some quick slants.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
those quick slant plays. I feel like going into this game, one of your biggest assets is the running game and playing keep away. To your point, Jaden Daniels has shown us a lot in his short time in the NFL. If I'm that afraid of Jaden Daniels, limit Jaden Daniels' possessions.
I'm into this. I mean, I'm
you know
in.
What I'm saying? Eat the clock up. Do what the Cincinnati Bengals did to us the first game that we played them. Well, the only game that we played them. They had the ball for almost 10 minutes when they got it. Do that. Now you're speeding the clock up in his head, And as poised as he is, he's never been in a situation like this.
I almost equate it, like I think we made the comparison earlier with the Phillies. Like, home runs are cool. So they won with home runs on Sunday. But I wouldn't mind a few singles and doubles. You know, hold the football, keep, you know, win time of possession, and keep that offense and that quarterback off the field. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
I'm going to start calling you Joey One Shoe because, dude, you are always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Well, but, I mean, Jeff, he has a bad knee. I mean, like, that's not, like, I didn't make this up.
I get it, man, but it's a bad knee. If it's not one thing, it's another. Dude, do we not have a team that has won 16 of the 19 games they played this year?
We do,
in
yeah.
In various forms,
yes.
In various ways, led mostly by the running back.
Yes.
And we have the best offensive line in the game.
Matter of fact,
we probably have the best all around roster in the game.
I agree with that. Yeah,
and I don't understand how you can think that because Jalen can't run, that's going to be the Achilles heel in the game and just ruin us.
Well, I just watched a game on Sunday where if you take away his run, they don't win the game. And now I don't know if he can run on Sunday. That's how close this past game was.
He had a
44.
But one right.
But why did they win? If you pick out the five or six biggest reasons they won, so, his 44-yard touchdown run is on that list.
Saquon had two of them. There were more than that.
And they lose without Jalen's.
I don't think so. Well, I don't think
it was a 28-22 game.
If AJ catches that ball, that's not even a – you can't even make that argument. I mean, that was a touchdown. He dropped.
But Jeff –
he doesn't do that very often.
We like to create things where we say, if this happened. No, the Jalen run happened.
Well, I know what happened. They won the game.
Right.
And they won the game mostly because of their running attack. They had 285 yards, and Jalen had 70. So that means the other two guys had 215.
And they needed every single one.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Jeff, I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm watching a different game. On 80%.
I know I'm watching a different game.
Well, no, but all right, would you agree with this if we're watching the same game? On 85% of their offensive plays, it was either backwards or nothing. And then they broke three plays. That was their offense
on
Sunday.
Yeah, they wore them down. That's what happens in the running game.
Yeah, but you're, okay.
If we watch the same game, I'm just glad we weren't in the same room because I can't do that. I just
don't understand. Like, Jeff, you love the Phillies. What we're watching right now is when the Phillies have a game where they hit a lot of home runs. That's how they're winning. What I would like, and what I think we all would like, is more sustained offense, a bunch of hits. Run scoring opportunities and scoring opportunities in football. Right now, we don't have that. And one of the assets we have is a quarterback that is a plus one. I don't know if he's a plus one now in this week, and that changes the game.
Well, just like Ray said earlier about developing plays that are not so long developing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't hardly, you know, AJ caught one or two passes, however many passes he caught. One of his passes was a quick slant across the middle. And then you hardly ever see that play again in the game.
I wish we saw more of it, too. I mean, I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's one of the things that needs to happen. But I still think, based on the strength of the rest of this team and the fact that we have CJ, GJ back full strength, that I don't think it's going to be I don't think the Redskins have a chance. I really don't.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, Jeff, good phone. I mean, I hope you're right. Not a chance. That'd be wonderful. Then we all celebrate and go to New Orleans. But
yeah, they got a chance. They got a chance.
You're not going to go full set Joiner on us?
Yeah, I'm not going. Everybody got a chance, man.
I saw some of the Washington fans found that clip of Seth saying.
Oh, and they've been.
It's a thing, yeah.
Bulletin board material.
Yeah. I mean, look, I thought it was awesome. He said it yesterday. Let's talk to Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey,
doing?
Ken.
What's up, man?
So, I guess we're going to do this every week until it turns out to be right? This is the week. Last week was the week. Before that was the week. This is the week that Jalen Hurts is going to have to throw them ahead or throw them from behind.
Ken, I didn't say that. I'm dealing with something different now. He has a knee injury.
I understand he has a knee injury. So, but you're talking about the Washington game, okay, and how ineffective the offense was after Jalen went out. Now, I went to public school, and then I went to Temple University, so I might not be the smartest guy in the room, but they had 7 points when Jalen Hurts left the game, and I believe they finished the game with 35. So they somehow managed to score another 28 points. Am I remembering the same game that you are, or is that just not?
I think it was 36-33. But your point is that makes it. You're right. I mean, they scored 24 points with Pickett. Yeah,
And that is in a game where you spend the entire week preparing and installing a game plan for your quarterback who does what your quarterback does, and then you lose him after 11 plays, and you have to ask the backup quarterback to run the game plan that's been installed all week. So the point is that Jalen's going to play. There's no question Jalen's going to play.
I agree.
And to Hugh's point, you have to account for Jalen. See, the other guy called, the earlier guy called and said, well, they were gonna focus solely on Saquon Barkley on Sunday, the Rams were, until Jalen broke off that 44-yard touchdown. Wasn't that like the fourth play of the game? I mean, you know, you have to account for Jalen in the running game until you determine he can't. You can't do it the opposite way. You can't say, well, we're going to assume that we don't have to account for that number. Now, whether or not he's as effective as he would be when he's 100%, that's not the point. The Eagles have an entire week to game plan around what and install a game plan around what Jalen's capabilities are and what his limitations are based upon what the status of his knee is. And look, this is not really complicated. This is the best offensive line I've ever seen. I'm older than all of you guys. I've been watching football for longer than all of you because I've been doing everything for a long
time. He pulled the OG card on us.
and this is the best offensive line I ever seen. I mean, that includes like the 75 Steelers with Mike Webster and John Kolb and all those guys. This is the most dominant offensive line I've ever seen. You can't compare it to baseball, Joe, and the home run because – you know, the home run or the single or the strikeout in baseball, as you know, is one individual guy stepping to the plate, and it's that individual. So it's nine individuals that come to the plate one after the other. In football, every single time Landon Dickerson or Mekhi Becton or Lane Johnson fires off the ball when the ball is snapped, that's another hit. That is another blow inflicted on the body of the guy across from them. And that has a cumulative effect over the length of the game. And that's how the Eagles win football games.
Well, but I think I can equate it. It's like taking pitches and wearing down a pitcher. I think it's very similar. The Eagles don't have sustained offense right now because of the passing game, Ken. They don't.
You don't steal a guy's will. You don't make a guy want to find a warm
But you can wear out a pitcher. You know this. You can wear a pitcher down and then get him.
It's not the same.
But would you agree to this? They don't have sustained offense right now because of the issues with the passing game. They have big plays.
No, but the big plays are a function of all of the other plays.
In part, they're because Jalen is a threat in the run game, and right now that may be compromised. So something's got to change on Sunday. Either he's got to fight through it, or they got to throw it better.
They are going to have to account for Jalen in the run game until Jalen proves that he can't be part of the run game. That's all.
You're right. You're right about that.
Hugh can tell me if I'm right or not. If you're Dan Quinn, and if you game plan for Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles with the assumption that Jalen Hurts is not going to be able to contribute in the run game, you are going to get housed on Sunday. If you game plan for the Eagles assuming Jalen Hurts can't do something, you're going to get destroyed.
Well, sure. I mean, Ken, I agree with you on that. I mean, I'm not telling Dan Quinn how to prepare. I also think we're living a little bit in the sand here. The last time we watched him play, he couldn't run anymore. They had the ball on the goal line. They didn't run the tush push. Does anyone else realize what that means?
But that was during the course of the game. Got a couple of days to rest and relax.
Absolutely. But hold on. There's also a chance he re-aggravates this. Is this not the same city that has watched Joel Embiid trick us a million times?
First of all, do not put Joel Embiid and Jalen Hurts in the same breath.
Hold on.
You guys know I don't think the world of Joel Embiid. But guess what? A knee injury is a knee injury.
Yo, this ain't the same thing.
No, but it is. To this extent, Joel has said, I'm healthy enough to go, and he goes, and it's compromised. That's fine. Everyone keep their head in the sand. Jalen's going to be fine on Sunday. He has a knee issue.
Let me tell you. I'm about to tell all the family business because I'm trying to calm you down. Listen, if Jalen is not, if there's no structural damage done to Jalen's knee, and if it's a pain tolerance thing, even if it's a if it's a pain tolerance thing, I'm having two thoughts, but I'm gonna go with this one first. If it's a pain tolerance thing, he gonna go see Dr. Bombay. He going to go see Dr. Bombay, and Dr. Bombay going to get him right. And he going to play Sunday.
But isn't there also a chance that what we saw in the second half or later in the game Sunday was the best it'll feel because he had the adrenaline?
No, listen. Let me tell you.
And then it swells
let me tell you.
There's a world where this gets worse.
Let me help y'all out. Let me help y'all out. Because y'all need some help today. This is to punch your ticket. What's that song, Two Tickets to Paradise? I'm trying to punch this ticket, dog. We're doing everything that we need to do to punch this ticket. And if that means that my quarterback, if there's no structural damage, let me say that again. If there's no structural damage, he going to go see Dr. Bombay, and he probably going to have to wear a knee brace. He going to see Dr. Bombay, and he going to go do what he got to do.
Well, who did Embiid go see? Dr. Nick from The Simpsons?
Listen, we ain't talking about Joel Embiid because I don't know. Listen, I'm not familiar enough with Joel Embiid.
But
I'm familiar enough with this situation. Right,
but he went and he couldn't jump.
The
second half of games, and it called
again.
But that's a thing.
Listen, that we have been when it comes to that. There's a whole lot. They signed that man. You can't be mad at Joel Embiid.
I'm talking about the playoffs.
I'm talking
about the playoffs last year. He came back. Oh, he's rested, Joe. He's fine. His knee was a problem.
He's a different animal.
But I also think
Jalen and Joel are two different species.
But I do think just because we got here. I don't think that.
I led you down this path.
You did. I don't think that Joel is not trying. He's just physically unable sometimes.
Like what they say, he ain't built for this. Joel is not built for this. Jalen's built for this.
Sounds like coping.
It's not coping.
Quarterback has a knee injury.
And if it's strictly pain tolerance, he playing. If it's strictly
no
pain tolerance.
No one thinks he's not playing. Can he run?
No, yes, he will, because he's going to go see Dr. Bombay. I'm telling you. I know about these things. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me how. I'm just telling you, if Jalen can go, they're going to make sure he can go.
What about Dr. Bob, Joe Conklin, and the
You know what? We might actually need Dr. Bob this week. All right.
Tell him Dr. Bob.
Dr. Bob might be the only thing that could save us now. 215-592. We haven't heard from Dr. Bob at all. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right. Let's go down the path together. That Jalen Hurts obviously is going to play on Sunday, and he can't run like normal. Can they win this game? I think it's going to be challenging. I hope you're right, Hugh, because that's what I want. I want Jalen to play, and I want him to run.
All hands on deck, Joe.
Play and run.
All hands on deck.
Use those legs.
Ain't nobody trying to hear about your shoulder being hurt, bro. You better go see somebody.
I thought it was his knee.
I'm just in general.
Okay.
I'm just saying. This is mad. Listen.
Suck it up,
Buttercup. All right.
Coming up next, we'll talk to Ross Tucker about this and the Commanders. The matchup against Washington. What happened the first two times? What can we take for this third time? Daniels, how do we slow him down? We'll talk to Ross Tucker. And who would we rather play in the Super Bowl? I'm going to ask Ross that. Who do you think is the better matchup for the Eagles? I mean, there's no easy one. It's the Bills and it's the Chiefs. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Sing it, Hugh.
I don't know the words, Joe.
But you know who it is.
Taylor Swift.
There we go. Locked in.
She's hanging out with Caitlin Clark now. They're all hanging out together. They had the game, chopping it up. Kumbaya.
It's the place to be. NFL, yeah. This time of year, Kansas City Chiefs back
Kansas
in the
City
title
blowing
game.
Up.
As always, seven straight years. All right, let's talk about championship weekend, including the Eagles and the Commanders with our next guest, Ross Tucker. The Ross Report on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. Ross, how are we doing today?
Oh, man, I am absolutely fantastic because that game on Sunday was very stressful. I mean, not only do I do stuff with you guys, WIP, and some stuff for the Eagles, so I really like when the Eagles win. It's good for me personally. But my boss, before the game for Westwood One, had said, if the Eagles win, you'll be on sideline Sunday in Philly. If they lose, you'll either be in Kansas City or L.A., not sure yet. So living around here, that makes a big difference in my life, fellas. Big difference in my life. I felt like I felt like I had a big bet on the Eagles while I was watching that game. I really did not feel like flying to LA again or Kansas City and connecting back-to-back weeks. So thank you, Saquon.
Well, he saved the day.
Good job. And
the Eagles' run game gets him to another week. All right, Ross, first thoughts on this matchup. It's the third time we've seen it now. And look, these two teams have been different but similar in that they win a lot and they go on long streaks. The Eagles have had one loss since September. That was to the Commanders. The Commanders have now won seven straight games. Ross, first thought on this matchup once it got set Sunday.
Yeah, it's just wild that I think there's a very real chance the Commanders could win the game. They've got unbelievable faith and belief in themselves right now. And I was actually talking with someone, you know, down involved with the Commanders. And the reality is, I mean, somewhere between four to maybe six Commanders would start for the Eagles. You know, like if you actually go guy by guy, and even some of those are debatable, right? Like you're taking Terry McLaurin over either Devontae or AJ. I mean, you know, some of those are debatable, and it's still only four or five. Yet, they're playing with such confidence right now, and they've got the best rookie quarterback we've ever seen, certainly having the best season. And what's crazy about it, and I think we talked about this recently, Joe, you and I were on him in the summer. We were the only people saying about the Commanders potentially being really good. I didn't know he was this clutch. You know what I mean? Like, I knew he was really good. And everybody that came on my show, the Ross Tucker podcast, said he's the best pocket passer of the group. He's the best progression reader. I could see with my own eyes that he was the best runner. I was a little bit confused why everybody was saying Caleb Williams was going to go number one. I mean, if the guy's a better runner and he's a better pure pocket passer and progress, like, what is Caleb Williams better at? But that's for another day. So I thought he would have had a chance to have a really good year. I didn't know, because I don't really remember LSU winning that many big games. Like I didn't know that he was this good late in games, this clutch, this poised. It's really wild.
It's been incredible to watch. And now he's a rookie quarterback here. Ross, all right, let's talk about some elements of how this matchup could be different than the other ones. Ross, the first thing, and Ross, I looked this morning. I can't find it. This is going to be the Commanders' fourth straight road game because the last game of the regular season they played in Dallas. I can't find a team ever that made the Super Bowl on four straight road games. We've seen three, but all those teams that did it played at home the final game of the regular season. Ross, as a player and then obviously calling games, what's the cumulative effect there? And we don't see it often, but how much do you think it could affect them that this is their fourth straight road game?
Such a great question, Joe, and I hadn't really given it that much thought until like a couple hours ago. I'm recording the Even Money Betting podcast, and you know the other guy's a pro bettor, and he thinks money's going to continue to come in on the Eagles because of what you just said. All of the handicappers, all of the people, they're looking at that, and they don't have any data for teams doing this, right? I don't really see it. I mean, it's not a long flight from Washington to Detroit. They got back, you know, early Sunday morning. I mean, they've had more time to kind of rest and prepare for this game than the Eagles have. I don't think that is a factor. Maybe I'm being naive, but it certainly didn't seem like them being on the road was a factor these last 2 weeks. And what's crazy is that environment in Detroit was bananas. I mean, I don't know what it was like in Tampa, but in Detroit, that's about as raucous of an atmosphere as you can have. And they smoked them. I mean, they were not fazed at all. So I don't think it's much of a factor at all, Joe. And maybe the Eagles pull away in the second half and then people start to say, oh, the Commanders just ran out of gas. Will that be the case, that they just ran out of gas? Or is that just what the Eagles O-line and D-line do to teams over the course of a game?
We're talking to Ross Tucker here as we get set for championship weekend. All right, Ross, one thing that's been obvious with the Commanders all year, but it's even growing now, is they don't punt. I mean, they just go for fourth down after fourth down. So it feels to me like it's going to be a four-down game for the Eagles' defense. Ross, do you think that will impact how Sirianni coaches on the other side? Because I feel like he's gotten more conservative and trusting his defense and knowing they'll get them the ball back. But you have a Commanders team now who just won't punt. I mean, they're going to go for it. Maybe the Eagles will stop them and get the ball back for their offense. But do you think that gets in Sirianni's head, like, I can't punt because if I punt, they might not give the ball back?
That is a really interesting question, Joe, and something I might even bring up on Sunday during the broadcast at some point. You know, in that way, this Commanders team almost reminds me a little bit of the Eagles Super Bowl champs from 2017, where they had this young quarterback in Carson Wentz. They had this, you know, first-time head coach. I know Dan Quinn's not a first-time head coach, but they had a very aggressive. The Eagles took the league by storm in 2017 with how aggressive they were. And it feels like Dan Quinn has even taken that up a notch because he feels like they're almost playing with house money. I don't know if that makes Sirianni more conservative or more aggressive. I think that the Eagles are very analytically driven. And so they'll factor in that they're the favorite. They might even factor in that Hurts is banged up because, you know, there must be some factor because I still can't believe that they didn't run the tush push when they were down on the 1 yard line or whatever, 1.5 yard line. I think it was it second and goal?
I think it was, yeah.
And then they lost yardage with Saquon and then they ran him again on third or whatever it was. But I feel like they've already factored in a little bit with them not using the tush push in certain situations. So I don't know what they factor into their model. I know they have models, and I think that for the most part, they follow those models. I don't know, Joe. It's an awesome question. I might ask somebody. I don't know if the Commanders' aggressiveness affects the Eagles' internal analytical models, or it's totally like unrelated. No, we don't take that into account with what we think is best for us. It's actually a really interesting intellectual question.
Ross, how about Jalen? His knee, we know he got banged up Sunday. Now, he's coy about all this. He says, I finished. He didn't run much afterwards. He had a big 44-yard run to start the scoring on Sunday. How about moving forward? Do you think they can change things in a week to kind of alter things if he is going to be physically compromised in this game?
Well, I feel pretty good about it in the sense that he finished the game and, you know, they called at least three bootlegs after that. I mean, he ran a bootleg to the right, ran a bootleg to the left. They ran that bootleg on second down on the final drive, which I couldn't believe. So they weren't afraid for him to have to kind of run laterally like that. So I don't know if it's a bursa sack thing or an MCL or I don't know what happened, but the fact that they were comfortable with him booting out makes me feel like they should probably be pretty comfortable with him running north and south if they have to in certain situations. And I really think it's important. I mean, he's not playing at a really high level right now in terms of seeing it and delivering the football. I think it's critically important. Doesn't have to be a high volume, but I thought he did a nice job of being decisive and when to run. And, you know, you got to take the pros and cons with every player, okay? The con is he takes some sacks he shouldn't and probably doesn't see some open guys that he should. The pro is, you know, he does a terrific job as a runner, and he hasn't turned the football over. Look at every other game, okay, the whole playoffs, right? the team that turned it over more, Lamar Jackson, you know, obviously the Lions, that's who loses the game. So while as a former offensive lineman, it makes me very frustrated when Jalen takes some of the sacks after 3, 4, 5 seconds, I guess I have to just eat it and realize that's better than interception. I'd like to think there's a happy medium and he can throw the ball away or throw it at somebody's feet, but I will take the sack over turning it over.
Well, I think we all would. Yeah, the happy medium would be great, but we'll take that. All right, Ross, let's look at the AFC Championship game. It's not a surprise. It's Buffalo and it is Kansas City in Kansas City on Sunday. Ross, how do you see it playing out? We know Buffalo beat them in Buffalo during the regular season.
Yeah, they always beat them in the regular season, and then they always lose in the playoffs. It's unbelievable. You know, I was in Kansas City Saturday, and Joe, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to any of the game, but it's like comical. I mean, you get in the red zone or the Chiefs have third down. All I have to say is look for Kelce here, and I'm right like 90% of the time. It blows my mind away that teams don't do a better job with that. You know, certainly the Chiefs got the benefit of a couple calls, but I think Mahomes does a terrific job of drawing those calls. I don't care for it. It's like the soccerification of pro football.
Soccerification is funny.
Yeah, I wish they did not. I mean, Will Anderson barely hit him, and Mahomes snapped his head back like he got whiplash in a car accident going 60 miles an hour. It's like he's perfected how to draw the penalties, and I guess give him credit. I don't know. It drives me nuts, but he's doing whatever it takes to win for his team. The Texans also took sacks they shouldn't, had some critical penalties. I got to tell you, I don't think the Bills are going to beat themselves. They haven't really done it all year, and I'm calling it, guys. I think it's time. You know, Steve Young could not get over the hump against Troy Aikman and the Dallas Cowboys until he did, right? Peyton Manning could not do it against the Patriots and Brady in the playoffs until he finally did it. I got to tell you guys, I think it's time. I think it's time. I think Josh Allen and the Bills get over the hump in this game. I think they beat the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think we ultimately end up having my dream Super Bowl, which is the Eagles against the Bills, who happen to be, you know, my favorite team that I played for.
Goodness, that's going to the fan
Bourbon
bases,
Street is going to be a scene.
The two fan bases. My gosh. There's not going to be a safe table in the building.
It's going to be my dream. I'm going to go from restaurant to restaurant drinking Labatt Blue Light and Yingling. Like, people are going to be walking around them. It's going to be unbelievable. I'll be there all week. Let's all pray for a Bills Eagles Super Bowl.
We'll see you there. How about this, Ross? If it happens, we'll see you down there. We'll have a drink on Bourbon Street. All right? Sound good?
Sounds fantastic. Everybody needs to root for that. We don't want to see the Chiefs again. I'm sick of them.
Yeah, enough of them. Ross, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great call on Sunday, and we'll talk next week. Hopefully get ready for a Super Bowl.
Sounds great. See you guys.
There he goes. Ross Tucker there, calling the Bills.
You plan on being banged up on this show Monday, huh?
Well, I mean, if we're going to Bourbon Street, we're not sitting in our hotel room the whole time, Hugh. What are we doing?
I'm just saying, man. That's going to be...
It's a business trip.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Just got to figure out where we're going to do the show at and how that's going to sound.
Oh, that's not on us.
No, I'm just saying, but it would be nice if it was somewhere close to where we're staying.
Oh, yeah. So I heard Elliot in the hallway this morning talking about the legit. I mean, someone will figure that out. We just got to get the takes ready and go find a place to drink. You know?
I don't think that'll be hard.
I think any hotel we're in,
that's going to be the spot to be.
I think we're going to be fine there. All right, 215-592-9494. Seemed like Ross Tucker thinks Jalen moving is going to be a big deal. Needs to get those legs back and going. Now, good thing is Ross thinks he's going to be okay. And he even threw out maybe it's not as serious of an injury as we think. I don't know. Sirianni's being coy. Hurts is being coy. If Hurts can't run like normal, can the Eagles still win this football game? 215-592-9494. Big V in Mount Laurel is up on WIP. Hey, Big V.
Yo, Joe, Gillio, Hugh.
What's up, man?
What's up, Big V?
Oh, first, shout out to Kyle, because I don't usually say anything to him except for when he answers the phone.
You know what? Shut up. Go ahead, Big V.
Okay. Now, other discussions, we come to the conclusion that two things can be right at the same time, correct?
Sure.
So, I see mirror in both of the actual conversations. Now, Hugh, don't feel attacked, because you know I love you.
But?
But you're absolutely correct. And compensating for Jalen's lack of agility or movement, the Eagles are already preparing him for that, more than likely. Shorter passes, getting him on drills that are 2 seconds faster than what he's used to, getting him to do quicker reads, getting him to, you know, be what he is. So if you've got a running quarterback and you take away the run, what is he?
Oh, is this a quiz?
He's a pass quarterback. He's a normal quarterback.
Yeah, just a quarterback.
Correct. And we see that the Eagles' offense is designed for a quarterback, which Jalen can do. So I don't see a big difference or a big scare in if or if not he's injured. Now, knowing Nick, the master media guy, he's probably got everybody, you know, in up arms and keeping it wondering and post to the last minute whatever condition that Jalen will have. Why? Because it keeps their coaches probably preparing for something that won't happen, which gives us an advantage. The second thing I'm not worried about it is because our defense and all of our games, you know, the defense has done it. And Hugh, you're absolutely right. We do have to run. Now, you know, to keep their defense off it, all honest, Jalen does have to back up and make some plays, okay, which I believe he can do. And using Saquon, you know, our you know, golden boy, special running back and blessing to the Philadelphia Eagles, is going to give us the victory. It's nothing to actually get all up in arms about, you know. So everybody in Philly, stop, you know, worrying, buy the tickets to the Super Bowl. We're going to turn New Orleans upside down. Hugh, man, you got a seat for me with the Nifty 50 going down on the bus?
It's the name, the Nifty 50? That was the name we settled on?
The Filthy 50, I think. Big V.
We still workshopping that, man.
Yeah, we got that. I just, Jalen Hurts has a knee injury. If I'm not supposed to worry now, when do I worry? He's the quarterback of the
Super
Eagles.
In the Super Bowl? He playing, man.
But doesn't mean he's going to be effective.
I think he will be.
He hasn't been effective a lot this season on two good days.
I mean,
let's be real.
He's been good enough to win games. He's been good enough to win games.
Well, the team has been good enough
to
win.
Here we go.
I mean, it's
no. I mean, it is. Listen, man, I understand because we got boots on the ground, and he's our quarterback. But I look across the NFL and I look at the stat lines of every other quarterback that had played this weekend.
7 sacks.
Jalen is. I'm talking about completions. In attempts, and Jalen's right there with the rest of them.
We can't take sacks out.
I'm just saying. If I came from another planet, which sometimes that I do, I'm on my own planet, and I looked at the stat line, Josh Allen was 16 for 22, 127. Patrick Mahomes was 16 for 25, 177. Jalen Hurts, 15 for 20. 128.
All right, if I'm gonna play the manage the game thing with everyone, then sacks count. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, and we still won.
I mean, you're right.
But he
played worse
won.
Than those.
All Hurts does is win. You saw him get after Stafford on that defensive play at the end
listen,
of the game.
All I'm saying is this.
He's great at that.
I am not sitting here saying that we don't need more from Jalen Hurts. That's not what I'm saying. But we're still alive, and he did enough for us to win, so I'm okay with that.
Well, he did. That's the truth. I mean, I can't argue that. Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
You. I tell you, boy. Where your quarterback's at there? What, Purdy, Goff? You keep talking about Hurts. Well, your boy Goff and your team, the Lions, Dan Campbell, he threw 3 picks.
Well, Dan Campbell didn't, but Jared Goff did. He stunk. He stunk on Saturday.
Oh, what about Herbert? Your prototypical this, that, and the third.
I don't feel like I even talk about Herbert much. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you talk about him. You talk about all these quarterbacks that throwing game, this, that, and the third. What about your boy Allen? Burrow, where they at?
Allen's in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, he's going to play. Exactly, but I'm talking about all these quarterbacks you keep putting above Jalen who keep winning.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Eagles keep winning, Jay. The Eagles win. The Eagles win.
Now it's the Eagles. You only talk about Jalen.
I don't know if this is news to you or not. We're in Philadelphia doing a talk show. So I'm going to talk about Jalen.
Let's talk about the Eagles then.
Jay, that's what we've been doing all day.
You got a dominant defensive tackle over there that changed games. Didn't Aaron Donald help the Rams win the championship?
Are you breaking news to anybody? Jalen Carter might be the best player on the team. He might be the best player on the team.
Answer the question. Didn't Sapp help the Buccaneers win a chip?
Of course, but why are you saying...
Right, so we got a dominant defense over there.
Gee, but why are you saying it as if we don't agree on this? Like, yeah, of course.
Because all you keep talking about is Jalen don't do this, Jalen don't, but he wins.
But Jay, aren't you making the point the other players are dominating to help them win?
Like, you just said we're talking about the Eagles, so we're talking about the Eagles. That means the defense too. Right or wrong?
Yes, that's why I don't. Hold on. That's why I. Hold on.
Somebody got to stop the other
team.
Right?
Jay, hold on a second. We agree that Jalen Carter's a great football player and Saquon Barkley's a great football player. That's why I push back on Jalen wins the games. They all win the game.
So is Jalen thought that he would a good organization that could get players and could get talent?
Is Jalen with the great organization? Yeah, of course he is. Again, what are you saying?
So is Jalen Hurts' fault? You keep talking about the team and their great players and this and this.
JD, do you think they win the game Sunday if he can't move?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's all. Then that's your opinion. That's great.
That's all you need to hear.
That's what we're talking about.
Why are you worried? What are you worried?
You didn't worry, Joe.
Like I don't know, Jay. Like you're trying to create an argument. You're trying to create an argument with me about Jalen Carter. We all know he's great.
The number one defense in the league.
Hey, he tired, boss. He tired. Joe,
I just don't know what we're yelling about. I don't know what the argument's about, Jay. Joe, is Jalen Carter good? Yeah, Jay. He's amazing.
Jay didn't wore you out today.
All the time. You need to get an advertisement for Kleenex or something. All you do is
wild crowd. Joe tired.
You are exhausting. Exhausting.
That's exactly what you are. Every time I turn on the way, you whining and crying.
Oh, man. This
Nobody's
is,
whining
this is
and crying,
fun.
Jay. We're having a discussion. You know, Jay, you realize, Jay, we've been doing this. Jay, hold on. Jay, it's cold outside.
It's ice out there.
Jay, it has been 3 hours. You're the only person that doesn't understand the conversation. Like, everybody else calls in and says, hey, I think they could win if you does a run. Hey, I don't think they can win. You call in and say, is Jalen Carter a good player? Yeah, Jay. Obviously he's a good player. What does that have to do with anything?
What'd you say?
What does Jalen Carter being a great player have to do with the discussion?
Because he's on the team. You said we were talking about the Eagles. When I talk about Jalen, then you said the other players help him out. So what's wrong with having a great defense, a great offensive line, and the best running back in the league?
It's great. We're all happy they have that.
Didn't Joe Montana win titles with Jerry Rice, right?
Oh, please don't do this, Jay. Please don't.
I'm answering the question.
We're going to throw put Joe Montana into discussion now?
Yes or no question. That's a yes or no question, right?
Yeah, he had some good players around him, obviously, Jay. Okay. They're the 49ers.
That's all I asked you.
But when you put Joe Montana in, you lose everyone. You lose everyone.
Charles Haley helped them win, right?
I love Charles Haley, by the way. He's a great football player.
Yeah, he helped the Niners win, right?
Yeah.
That's the same reason the Cowboys went inside, because he gets chips, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, so it's another side to the team. You keep talking, Jalen. So I guess you want him to go out there and play DB too, huh? You want him to play linebacker too, huh?
I don't want him to do anything except not take 7 sacks on Sunday.
And that was all his? He had like 3. I give him the safety. That was bad. Quick read. But what about Cam Jurgens? Didn't he let up 2 sacks? Beckton let up a sack?
He whiffed on that one, sure.
Huh?
So, but if he can't move on Sunday, then would you acknowledge it's a problem?
Well, then he goes throw the ball in.
Oh, sure. Now we'll get the ball to our hands quick. Jay, we appreciate the phone call. I need to lay down after I talk to Jay.
No, I can tell. Jay calls in at the right time, and he just wears you out.
You notice I always take him before a break?
You need a moment.
I need a drink. I wish I had a different kind of drink.
I just think it's funny.
Coffee's not enough. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll hit a bunch of your phone calls coming up. Final hour of the show. If Hurts' knee is a real issue, does that give you concern with the Eagles winning this football game? It gives Kyle and I concern. Of course, the quarterback being hurt would be concerning. Hugh, no. A lot of people.
He's bounded down, Joe.
Living under a rock.
He's bounded down.
In the sand. All right. Plus, in case you missed earlier, we'll play you something Sirianni said about Jake Elliott. Are they considering changing kickers? We'll let you know. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
There you go. Two tickets. I got to figure out this Buc-ee's thing, too, man. I got to get the Buc-ee's, man.
You're going to go to the one in Missouri? Is that what you wanted to do? Missouri,
no,
right?
We were trying to go to Uranus, Missouri.
No, no one's trying to go
we're
there.
Not making it to Uranus.
No, that's out.
That sounded so weird.
We're not.
But no, it's for all the people that's like, oh, my gosh, he's using foreign language on the air. No, it's a place called Uranus, Missouri, and they sell fudge.
We're back here again?
No, I'm just saying. Doing that for the people.
Sing it, Hugh.
I don't know the words, Joe.
But you know who it is.
Taylor Swift.
There we go. Locked in.
She's hanging out with Caitlin Clark now. They're all hanging out together. They had the game, chopping it up. Kumbaya.
It's the place to be. NFL, yeah. This time of year, Kansas City Chiefs back
Kansas
in the
City
title
blowing
game.
Up.
As always, seven straight years. All right, let's talk about championship weekend, including the Eagles and the Commanders with our next guest, Ross Tucker. The Ross Report on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. Ross, how are we doing today?
Oh, man, I am absolutely fantastic because that game on Sunday was very stressful. I mean, not only do I do stuff with you guys, WIP, and some stuff for the Eagles, so I really like when the Eagles win. It's good for me personally. But my boss, before the game for Westwood One, had said, if the Eagles win, you'll be on sideline Sunday in Philly. If they lose, you'll either be in Kansas City or L.A., not sure yet. So living around here, that makes a big difference in my life, fellas. Big difference in my life. I felt like I felt like I had a big bet on the Eagles while I was watching that game. I really did not feel like flying to L.A. again or Kansas City and connecting back-to-back weeks. So thank you, Saquon.
Well, he saved the day, and the Eagles' run game gets him to another week. All right, Ross, first thoughts on this matchup. It's the third time we've seen it now. And look, these two teams have been different but similar in that they win a lot, and they go on long streaks. The Eagles have had one loss since September. That was to the Commanders. The Commanders have now won seven straight games. Ross, first thought on this matchup once it got set Sunday.
Yeah, it's just wild that I think there's a very real chance the Commanders could win the game. They've got unbelievable faith and belief in themselves right now. And I was actually talking with someone, you know, down involved with the Commanders. And the reality is, I mean, somewhere between 4 to maybe 6 Commanders would start for the Eagles. You know, like if you actually go guy by guy, and even some of those are debatable, right? Like you're taking Terry McLaurin over either Devontae or AJ. I mean, you know, some of those are debatable, and it's still only 4 or 5. Yet, they're playing with such confidence right now, and they've got the best rookie quarterback we've ever seen, certainly having the best season. And what's crazy about it, and I think we talked about this recently, Joe, you and I were on him in the summer. We were the only people saying about the Commanders potentially being really good. I didn't know he was this clutch. You know what I mean? Like, I knew he was really good. And everybody that came on my show, the Ross Tucker podcast, said he's the best pocket passer of the group. He's the best progression reader. I could see with my own eyes that he was the best runner. I was a little bit confused why everybody was saying Caleb Williams was going to go number one. I mean, if the guy's a better runner and he's a better pure pocket passer and progress, like, what is Caleb Williams better at? But that's for another day. So I thought he would have had a chance to have a really good year. I didn't know, because I don't really remember LSU winning that many big games. Like I didn't know that he was this good late in games, this clutch, this poised. It's really wild.
It's been incredible to watch. And now he's a rookie quarterback here. Ross, all right, let's talk about some elements of how this matchup could be different than the other ones. Ross, the first thing, and Ross, I looked this morning. I can't find it. This is going to be the Commanders' fourth straight road game because the last game of the regular season they played in Dallas. I can't find a team ever that made the Super Bowl on four straight road games. We've seen three, but all those teams that did it played at home the final game of the regular season. Ross, as a player and then obviously calling games, what's the cumulative effect there? And we don't see it often, but how much do you think it could affect them that this is their fourth straight road game?
Such a great question, Joe, and I hadn't really given it that much thought until like a couple hours ago I'm recording the Even Money Betting podcast, and you know the other guy's a pro bettor, and he thinks money's going to continue to come in on the Eagles because of what you just said. All of the handicappers, all of the people, they're looking at that, and they don't have any data for teams doing this, right? I don't really see it. I mean, it's not a long flight from Washington to Detroit. They got back, you know, early Sunday morning. I mean, they've had more time to kind of rest and prepare for this game than the Eagles have. I don't think that is a factor. I maybe I'm being naive, but it certainly didn't seem like them being on the road was a factor these last 2 weeks. And what's crazy is that environment in Detroit was bananas. I mean, I don't know what it was like in Tampa, but in Detroit, that's about as raucous of an atmosphere as you can have. And they smoked them. I mean, they were not fazed at all. So I don't think it's much of a factor at all, Joe. And maybe the Eagles pull away in the second half, and then people start to say, oh, the Commanders just ran out of gas. Will that be the case, that they just ran out of gas? Or is that just what the Eagles O-line and D-line do to teams over the course of a game?
We're talking to Ross Tucker here as we get set for championship weekend. All right, Ross, one thing that's been obvious with the Commanders all year, but it's even growing now, is they don't punt. I mean, they just go for fourth down after fourth down. So it feels to me like it's going to be a four-down game for the Eagles' defense. Ross, do you think that will impact how Sirianni coaches on the other side? Because I feel like he's gotten more conservative and trusting his defense and knowing they'll get them the ball back. But you have a Commanders team now who just won't punt. I mean, they're going to go for it. Maybe the Eagles will stop them and get the ball back for their offense. But do you think that gets in Sirianni's head, like, I can't punt because if I punt, they might not give the ball back?
That is a really interesting question, Joe, and something I might even bring up on Sunday during the broadcast at some point. You know, in that way, this Commanders team almost reminds me a little bit of the Eagles Super Bowl champs from 2017, where they had this young quarterback in Carson Wentz. They had this, you know, first-time head coach. I know Dan Quinn's not a first-time head coach, but they had a very aggressive. The Eagles took the league by storm in 2017 with how aggressive they were. And it feels like Dan Quinn has even taken that up a notch because he feels like they're almost playing with house money. I don't know if that makes Sirianni more conservative or more aggressive. I think that the Eagles are very analytically driven. And so they'll factor in that they're the favorite. They might even factor in that Hurts is banged up because, you know, there must be some factor because I still can't believe that they didn't run the tush push when they were down on the 1 yard line or whatever, 1.5 yard line. I think it was it second and goal?
I think it was, yeah.
And then they lost yardage with Saquon and then they ran him again on third or whatever it was. But I feel like they've already factored in a little bit with them not using the tush push in certain situations. So I don't know what they factor into their model. I know they have models, and I think that for the most part, they follow those models. I don't know, Joe. It's an awesome question. I might ask somebody. I don't know if the Commanders' aggressiveness affects the Eagles' internal analytical models, or it's totally like unrelated. No, we don't take that into account with what we think is best for us. It's actually a really interesting intellectual question.
Ross, how about Jalen? His knee, we know he got banged up Sunday. Now, he's coy about all this. He says, I finished. He didn't run much afterwards. He had a big 44-yard run to start the scoring on Sunday. How about moving forward? Do you think they can change things in a week to kind of alter things if he is going to be physically compromised in this game?
Well, I feel pretty good about it in the sense that he finished the game and, you know, they called at least three bootlegs after that. I mean, he ran a bootleg to the right, ran a bootleg to the left. They ran that bootleg on second down on the final drive, which I couldn't believe. So they weren't afraid for him to have to kind of run laterally like that. So I don't know if it's a bursa sack thing or an MCL or I don't know what happened, but the fact that they were comfortable with him booting out makes me feel like they should probably be pretty comfortable with him running north and south if they have to in certain situations. And I really think it's important. I mean, he's not playing at a really high level right now in terms of seeing it and delivering the football. I think it's critically important. It doesn't have to be a high volume, but I thought he did a nice job of being decisive and when to run. And, you know, you got to take the pros and cons with every player, okay? The con is he takes some sacks he shouldn't and probably doesn't see some open guys that he should. The pro is, you know, he does a terrific job as a runner, and he hasn't turned the football over. Look at every other game, okay, the whole playoffs, right? The team that turned it over more, Lamar Jackson, you know, obviously the Lions, that's who loses the game. So while as a former offensive lineman, it makes me very frustrated when Jalen takes some of the sacks after 3, 4, 5 seconds, I guess I have to just eat it and realize that's better than interception. I'd like to think there's a happy medium and he can throw the ball away or throw it at somebody's feet, but I will take the sack over turning it over.
Well, I think we all would. Yeah, the happy medium would be great, but we'll take that. All right, Ross, let's look at the AFC Championship game. It's not a surprise. It's Buffalo, and it is Kansas City in Kansas City on Sunday. Ross, how do you see it playing out? We know Buffalo beat them in Buffalo during the regular season.
Yeah, they always beat them in the regular season, and then they always lose in the playoffs. It's unbelievable. You know, I was in Kansas City Saturday, and Joe, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to any of the game, but it's like comical. I mean, you get in the red zone or the Chiefs have third down. All I have to say is look for Kelce here, and I'm right like 90% of the time. It blows my mind away that teams don't do a better job with that. You know, certainly the Chiefs got the benefit of a couple calls, but I think Mahomes does a terrific job of drawing those calls. I don't care for it. It's like the soccerification of pro football.
Soccerification is funny.
Yeah, I wish they did not. I mean, Will Anderson barely hit him, and Mahomes snapped his head back like he got whiplash in a car accident going 60 miles an hour. It's like he's perfected how to draw the penalties, and I guess give him credit. I don't know. It drives me nuts, but he's doing whatever it takes to win for his team. The Texans also took sacks they shouldn't, had some critical penalties. I got to tell you, I don't think the Bills are going to beat themselves. They haven't really done it all year, and I'm calling it, guys. I think it's time. You know, Steve Young could not get over the hump against Troy Aikman and the Dallas Cowboys until he did, right? Peyton Manning could not do it against the Patriots and Brady in the playoffs until he finally did it. I got to tell you guys, I think it's time. I think it's time. I think Josh Allen and the Bills get over the hump in this game. I think they beat the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think we ultimately end up having my dream Super Bowl, which is the Eagles against the Bills, who happen to be, you know, my favorite team that I played for.
Goodness, that's going the fan
Bourbon
bases,
Street is going to be a scene.
The two fan
oh
bases.
My gosh.
There's not going to be a safe table in the building.
It's going to be my dream. I'm going to go from restaurant to restaurant drinking Labatt Blue Light and Yingling. Like, people are going to be walking around them. It's going to be unbelievable. I'll be there all week. Let's all pray for a Bills Eagles Super Bowl.
We'll see you there. How about this, Ross? If it happens, we'll see you down there. We'll have a drink on Bourbon Street. All right? Sound good?
Sounds fantastic. Everybody needs to root for that. We don't want to see the Chiefs again. I'm sick of them.
Yeah, enough of them. Ross, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great call on Sunday, and we'll talk next week. Hopefully get ready for a Super Bowl.
Sounds great. See you guys.
There Peace. He goes. Ross Tucker there, calling the Bills.
You plan on being
Eagles.
Banged up on this show Monday, huh?
Well, I mean, if we're going to Bourbon Street, we're not sitting in our hotel room the whole time, Hugh. What are we doing?
I'm just saying, man. That's going to be...
It's a business trip.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Just got to figure out where we're going to do the show at and how that's going to sound.
Oh, that's not on us.
No, I'm just saying, but it would be nice if it was somewhere close to where we're staying.
Oh, yeah. So I heard Elliot in the hallway this morning talking about the legit. I mean, someone will figure that out. We just got to get the takes ready and go find a place to drink. You know?
I don't think that'll be hard.
No,
I think any hotel we're in, that's going to be the spot to be.
I think we're going to be fine there. All right, 215-592-9494. Seemed like Ross Tucker thinks Jalen moving is going to be a big deal. Needs to get those legs back and going. Now, good thing is Ross thinks he's going to be okay. And he even threw out maybe it's not as serious of an injury as we think. I don't know. Sirianni's being coy. Hurts is being coy. If Hurts can't run like normal, Can the Eagles still win this football game? 215-592-9494. Big V in Mount Laurel is up on WIP. Hey, Big V.
Yo, Joe Giglio, Hugh.
What's up, man?
What's up, Big V?
Oh, first, shout out to Kyle, because I don't usually say anything to him except for when he answers the phone.
You know what? Shut up.
Go ahead, Big V.
Okay. Now, other discussions, we come to the conclusion that two things can be right at the same time, correct?
Sure.
So, I see merit in both of the actual conversations. Now, Hugh, don't feel attacked, because you know I love you.
But?
But you're absolutely correct. And compensating for Jalen's lack of agility or movement, the Eagles are already preparing him for that, more than likely. Shorter passes, getting him on drills that are 2 seconds faster than what he's used to, getting him to do quicker reads, getting him to, be what he is. So if you got a running quarterback and you take away the run, what is he?
Oh, is this a quiz?
He's a normal quarterback.
Yeah, just a quarterback.
Correct. And we see that the Eagles' offense is designed for a quarterback, which Jalen can do. So I don't see a big difference or a big scare in if or if not he's injured. Now, knowing Nick, the master media guy, he's probably got everybody, in up arms and keeping it wondered and post to the last minute whatever condition that Jalen will have. Why? Because it keeps their coaches probably preparing for something that won't happen, which gives us an advantage. The second thing I'm not worried about it is because our defense and all of our games, the defense has done it. And Hugh, you're absolutely right. We do have to run. Now, to keep their defense honest, Jalen does have to back up and make some plays, okay, which I believe he can do. And using Saquon, our golden boy, special running back and blessing to the Philadelphia Eagles, is going to give us the victory. It's nothing to actually get all up in arms about, So everybody in Philly, stop. Worrying, buy the tickets to the Super Bowl. We're going to turn New Orleans upside down. Hugh, man, you got a seat for me with the Nifty 50 going down on the bus?
It's named the Nifty 50. That was the name we settled on?
The Filthy 50, Filthy 50. Big V.
We still workshopping that, man.
Yeah, we got that. Jalen Hurts has a knee injury. If I'm not supposed to worry now, when do I worry? He's the quarterback of the
Super
Eagles.
In the Super Bowl.
He
playing, man.
But doesn't mean he's going to be effective.
I think he will be.
He hasn't been effective a lot this season on two good days.
I mean,
let's be real.
He's been good enough to win games. He's been good enough to win games.
Well, the team has been good enough
to
win.
Here we go.
It is. Listen, man, I understand because we got boots on the ground and he's our quarterback. But I look across the NFL and I look at the stat lines of every other quarterback that had played this weekend.
7 sacks.
Jalen is, I'm talking about completions. And attempts, and Jalen's right there with the rest of them.
We can't take sacks out.
I'm just saying. If I came from another planet, which sometimes that I do, I'm on my own planet, and I looked at the stat line. Josh Allen was 16 for 22, 127. Patrick Mahomes was 16 for 25, 177. Jalen Hurts, 15 for 20. 128.
All right, if I'm gonna play the manage the game thing with everyone, then sacks count. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, and we still won. You're right.
But he played
still
worse
won.
Than those. Guys.
All Hurts does is win. You saw him get after Stafford on that defensive play at the end of the
listen,
game.
And listen, all I'm saying is this:
he's great at that.
I am not sitting here saying that we don't need more from Jalen Hurts. That's not what I'm saying. But we're still alive, and he did enough for us to win, so I'm okay with that.
Well, he did. That's the truth. I mean, I can't argue that. Jay in West Philly, what's up, Jay?
You. I tell you, boy. Where your quarterback's at there? What, Purdy, Goff? You keep talking about Hurts. Well, your boy Goff and your team, the Lions, Dan Campbell, he threw 3 picks.
Well, Dan Campbell didn't, but Jared Goff did. He stunk. He stunk on Saturday.
Oh, what about Herbert? Your prototypical this, that, and the third.
I don't feel like I even talk about Herbert much. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you talk about him. You talk about all these quarterbacks that throwing game, this, that, and the third. What about your boy Allen, Burrow? Where they at?
Allen's in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, he's going to play. Exactly. But I'm talking about all these quarterbacks you keep putting above Jalen who keep winning.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Eagles keep winning, Jay. The Eagles win. The Eagles win.
Now it's the Eagles. You only talk about Jalen.
Jay, I don't know if this is news to you or not. We're in Philadelphia doing a talk show. So I'm going to talk about Jalen.
Let's talk about the Eagles then.
Jay, that's what we've been doing all day.
You got a dominant defensive tackle over there that changed games. Didn't Aaron Donald help the Rams win the championship?
Are you breaking news, anybody? Jalen Carter might be the best player on the team. He might be the best player on the team.
Answer the question. Didn't Sapp help the Buccaneers win a chip?
Of course, but why are you saying...
Right, so we got a dominant defense over there.
Gee, but why are you saying it as if we don't agree on this? Like, yeah, of course.
Because all you keep talking about is Jalen don't do this, Jalen don't, but he wins.
But Jay, aren't you making the point the other players are dominating to help them win?
You just said we're talking about the Eagles, so we're talking about the Eagles. That means the defense too. Right or wrong?
Yes, that's why I don't. Hold on, Jay, hold on a second. We agree that Jalen Carter is a great football player, and Saquon Barkley is a great football player. That's why I push back on Jalen wins the games. They all win the game.
So is Jalen thought that he would a good organization that could get players and could get talent?
Is Jalen with the great organization? Yeah, of course he is. Again, what are you saying?
So is Jalen Hurts' fault? You keep talking about the team and the great players and this and this.
JD, do you think they win the game Sunday if he can't move?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all. Then that's your opinion. That's great.
That's all you need to hear.
That's what we're talking about.
You're trying to create an argument with me about Jalen Carter.
We all know he's great.
The number one defense in the league.
He's tired, boss. I just don't know what we're yelling about.
I don't know what the argument's about, Jay. Joe, is Jalen Carter good? Yeah, Jay. He's amazing.
Jay didn't wore you out today.
All the time. You need to get an advertisement for Kleenex or something. All you do is
wild. Joe tired today.
You are exhausting.
That's exactly what you are. Every time I turn on the way, you whine and cry.
Oh man! This
Nobody's
is,
whining
this
and
is
crying,
far.
Jay. We're having a discussion. You know, Jay, you realize, Jay, we've been doing this. Jay, hold on, Jay. It's cold outside.
It's ice out there.
Jay, it has been 3 hours. You're the only person that doesn't understand the conversation. Like everybody else calls in and says, "Hey, I think they can win if he does a run." Hey, I don't think they can win. You call in and say, "Is Jalen Carter a good player?" Yeah, Jay. Obviously, he's a good player. What does that have to do with anything?
What you say?
What does Jalen Carter being a great player have to do with the discussion?
Because he's on the team. You said we were talking about the Eagles. When I talk about Jalen, then you said the other players help him out. So what's wrong with having a great defense, a great offensive line, and the best running back in the league?
It's great. We're all happy they have that.
Didn't Joe Montana win titles with Jerry Rice, right?
Oh, please don't do this, Jay. Please don't.
I'm asking a question.
We're gonna put Joe Montana into discussion now.
Yes or no question. That's a yes or no question, right?
Yeah, he had some good players around him. Obviously, Jay. Okay. They're the 49ers.
That's all I asked you.
But when you put Joe Montana in, you lose everyone.
Charles Haley helped them win, right?
I love Charles Haley, by the way. He's a great football player.
Yeah, he helped the Niners win, right?
Yeah, of course.
That's the same reason the Cowboys went inside because he gets chips, right?
Uh huh.
It's another side to the team. You keep talking, Jalen. So I guess you want him to go out there and play DB too, huh? You want him to play linebacker too, huh?
I don't want him to do anything except not take 7 sacks on Sunday.
And that was all his? He had like 3. I give him the safety. That was bad. Quick read. But what about Cam Jurgens? Didn't he let up 2 sacks? Beckton let up a sack?
He whiffed on that one, sure.
Huh?
So, but if he can't move on Sunday, then would you acknowledge it's a problem?
Well, he's going to throw the ball in.
Oh, sure. Now we'll get the ball to our hands quick. Jay, we appreciate the phone call. I need to lay down after I talk to Jay.
No, I can tell. Jay calls in at the right time, and he just wears you out.
You notice I always take him before a break?
You need a moment.
I need a drink.
I wish I had a different kind of drink.
I just think it's funny.
Coffee's not enough. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll hit a bunch of your phone calls coming up. Final hour of the show. If Hurts' knee is a real issue, does that give you concern with the Eagles winning this football game? It gives Kyle and I concern. Of course, the quarterback being hurt would be concerning. Hugh, no. A lot of people.
He's bounded down,
living
Joe.
Living under a rock.
He's bounded down.
In the sand. All right. Plus, in case you missed earlier, we'll play you something Sirianni said about Jake Elliott. Are they considering changing kickers? We'll let you know. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.